Well, folks, the thing that apparently never happens just happened yet again, where we have another instance of a male winning a competition in a women's sport. It happened in Maine, where the cross-country meet took place this last weekend, and a male won in two competitions in the cross-country meet against females and took away all of their hard work, all of their, you know, lifelong work to get to that point in high school where they're finally, you know, at a state championship level to where they can actually compete in a fair competition against other girls at their age and in high school as well. Yet they have to run into the buzzsaw of going up against a male who has just inherently a massive advantage. You know, you could talk all you want about the hormone blockers or whatever medicine that guy's on to classify as a woman. The bottom line is they inherently have more advantages than the girls that he competed against, and it's a disgrace that this happened. But we're going to get into that in this video, folks. First, if you could please like and subscribe down below, I'd greatly appreciate that. Also, follow me on X. My X is in the description down below. I'd greatly appreciate that as well. But let's get into this video. So, like I just said, a male just won cross-country events in the state championships in Maine. Here, I'll put up a picture of him for you. And to be honest, the picture says it all. Soren Stark-Chezza, I think is how you pronounce his name. He competed in the Maine women's cross-country meet this past weekend. And of course he won. Obviously he won. He won the 800 meter and the 1600 meter. Folks, how many times do I have to belabor this? Inherently, he has an advantage over girls. Look at the picture. Did you see the picture? Look at his arms in that picture. This is a dude who has long hair who decided he's going to classify as a girl, and he should have won. He did win. Obviously, he won, but I'm not going to belabor the points that I've talked about before in past videos. Of obviously, it's common sense that males have advantages over females in sports. Like, that is common sense. And anybody who doesn't argue that is lying to you and is choosing to take part in this tribalism politics or whatever, where they disregard reason and they disregard common sense. Okay, so I'm not going to belabor those points for you because it's obvious. What I will be talking about in this video is that Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, is allowing this to happen. Not just allowing, she's endorsing this to happen. You know, this is the governor who, if you remember, had that public spout with Donald Trump at the White House a couple months ago in regards to this exact issue of they're not wanting to comply with the executive order from President Trump that males will no longer compete in women's sports, period. It could have been more clear as day. But yet, she's fighting this, and her state is fighting this. And we just saw another example of this in her state, of this kid, this guy, winning the state championship for cross country in the women's category. She's fighting this, and she's allowing it to happen. But yes, she's going around taking victory laps along with other Democrats in Maine because the federal government settled with the state of Maine in a lawsuit that they wouldn't withhold money from the food for kids. You know, if you remember, Trump argued that he would discontinue funding to the state of Maine, discontinue federal funding, if they continue with this nonsense. Well, the federal government settled with that. Although this is a completely separate lawsuit than the federal government has against Maine for allowing men to compete in women's sports in high school and in all sports in the state of Maine. This is a completely different lawsuit than that. So taking sort of a victory lap in regards to this is weird. I don't know why she's doing that, because she knows that it's not the lawsuit that everybody, the lawsuit that's going to get the most headlines of the Supreme Court having to decide, eventually the Supreme Court, I would imagine, would have to decide that Maine can't allow men to compete in women's sports. Obviously, she knows that's the lawsuit, but she's taking victory laps over this settlement in regards to federal funding. I think that just shows, folks, I think she knows that this is a losing issue for her. If she doesn't, then she's completely out of touch and, you know, disconnected from reality. But this is a state, folks, where Laurel Libby, if you remember, the state representative in Maine, actually got censured for talking about an athlete in California, a very similar situation to this, that won a state championship in the girls category when he was a dude. It was almost identical to this situation. And she was censured over that for making a Facebook post about it. And now her constituents aren't able to have their voices be heard in their state legislature because the woke left Maine state government wants to censure her for simply telling the truth, for that matter. And just because they're upset with her speaking the truth or being bold enough to speak the truth, they now censored her, and she has a lawsuit against the state of Maine in regards to this, and rightfully so. I hope she wins. I think she will win. But the bottom line is, folks, Maine is fighting tooth and nail against Trump and the federal government to allow stuff like this to continue, to allow men to take away and rob the girls in Maine from their hard work and dedication. The girl that was second place in this race should have been a state champion. The girl who was third place in this race should have been the state runner-up, and so on and so forth. Go down the list. They were robbed of that opportunity by Janet Mills and the woke Maine government for fighting this common sense executive order from President Trump. It is common sense. And like I said, I don't have to belabor how common sense it is, because everybody who is being honest and is being, you know, truthful about their beliefs knows that this is an egregious gap of advantage. The male who won this high school, you know, cross country meet has an egregiously large, you know, advantage over the other girls. But Janet Mills is fighting this tooth and nail, and it's so outrageous. And the federal government as well. Look at Tommy Tuberville's bill, the Protect Women and Girls in Sports Act, that didn't get passed the Senate. In this Republican Republican majority Senate, we're still not able to pass common sense laws. Now, I understand it still has to be a two-thirds, you know, vote in the House, or the Senate. It's not just a plain majority. But still, like, you would think that you could get some Democrats to come across the aisle and be willing to vote on common sense legislation like this. But nope, it gets shot down because the left has gone so far down this rabbit hole of losing all sense of reality and not able to help these high school girls who are having to go up against these guys. Now, this was a cross-country meet, so physical harm wasn't necessarily a factor in all this. But it is in, you know, sports like basketball. It is in other sports where, you know, they physically are going up against each other every single possession, every single game. So you're opening the door to this. And folks, the bottom line of the point of this video, Janet Mills and the Maine government, the Maine state legislature who censured Laura Libby, and Janet Mills, who is, you know, suing the federal government for wanting to keep men out of women's sports. I say for the 100,000th time, common sense executive order. They are condoning this. And yet the argument of this never happens, this never takes place, Republicans are, you know, fear-mongering for something that never happens. Men never beat women in women's sports. You're just trying to fear-monger and alienate all these people within the United States. You're just being bigots. You're being hatred. You're being homophobic, transphobic. All the phobics under the sun. It just happened yet again. And we will document and illustrate every time it happens, because it's egregious. It should not happen. It's simple for it not to happen. All Maine has to do is comply with the executive order, which is federal law, by the way. That is federal law. It's not, you know, codified in federal law, but the executive order from the president, the executive branch, that trumps you. That is way more than you. So you need to comply with the executive order. And you will lose in court, Janet Mills. You will. If this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, you will lose in court. So quit your victory laps over, you know, settlements on different lawsuits. This isn't the exact lawsuit, and you know that, but yet you're trying to win some sort of, you know, cultural battle or get your headlines, get your clicks or whatever. You know, I told Donald Trump in the White House I would see him in court. This is not the lawsuit that means anything, and you know that. So we will continue to point out and we will continue to illustrate the instances where girls are robbed of trophies, because you're condoning this, you're allowing this, and it's disgraceful and it's disgusting. So hopefully, eventually, the Senate or the Congress as a whole can get some common sense legislation passed to codify this. Hopefully some Democrats can come across the aisle to get it codified and to get it put in law forever. Unless, you know, God forbid, it'll get overturned eventually. But it needs to be codified, and there needs to be some meat behind this. Because clearly, just executive orders isn't enough for radical governments, state governments, state legislators, and radical governors like Janet Mills, who continue to condone and allow these instances to happen. And hopefully it stops, although, you know, in woke states like Maine, California, it's going to keep happening. But hopefully something happens where they get smacked in the face, whether it's a lawsuit, this lawsuit against Maine, to where something forces them to condone and forces them to fall in line with the executive order. Because this is just nonsense. These girls will forever remember they were robbed of a state championship from a dude in their class when the president of the United States at the time told them not to, but their own governor fought it tooth and nail. I hope you're proud of yourself, Jenna Mills, because this is truly disgusting, and unfortunately, it is par for the course for what you have done as governor so far. Embarrassed yourself, embarrassed the state, and the people of Maine deserve better than that. So hopefully they will get better than that soon. But thanks for watching this video, folks. If you please like and subscribe down below. Like I said earlier in the video, my X is in the description below as well. I'd greatly appreciate that. And until next time, this episode of Out of Right Field with JP, where we discuss the intersectionalities of politics and sports. Until next time, I'll see you guys then.